Well, I would like to try and share with you something different. Well, yeah, occasionally I do that. I want to share with you my process, and it combines with the cycles and seasons, the upcoming solstice, because it's now just 5 days away from the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. And there's a whole bunch of other things going on, and I'm first just going to ask for your patience and some latitude because I really don't understand all of it. But I'm watchful. I'm learning, I'm asking, and I'm doing my best to be transparent, even with sharing it with you. So, whatever you experience or get out of this, you really need to use your own personal filter of discernment, interest. How you use this or not use this is really just up to you. Please learn how to just take it in. How does it feel? Does it feel right? Is it logical? Does it make sense? What would it feel like to practice some sense of duty or opportunity or humility? Do what you can with it. So, first of all, I'd just like to describe why I feel the solstice has a personal impact. And you know what the solstice is, right? In the winter solstice, this is into the longest nights of the year. On the winter solstice is when it changes, the day length now starts to get longer for 6 months. In the southern hemisphere, the day length now gets shorter in a mirrored effect. The southern hemisphere, the days get shorter. In the northern hemisphere, the days get longer. And they have a sequence that goes up to, in this map, this is the six boy summer solstice. At the bottom of this map, you can't quite see it, would be the winter solstice. And what a solstice is in this topography, it's 6 months of one gender meeting 6 months of another gender. All that means that starting on the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, the day length is going down. So in the northern hemisphere, starting, when you're at this point, if you are all this means anywhere in the world, anytime you're at a summer solstice, which in the northern hemisphere, we're in a winter solstice, but wherever you're in a summer solstice, you've reached the longest continuation of the increasing day length, and you're about to start 6 months of descending day length. Now, this ascending day length, just to give you a better idea of it, this ascending day length is six males in a row. All that means is in the winter summer solstice and the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, like happening wherever there is that winter solstice, it's three grandfathers on the mother's side. And the equinox is three grandfathers on the father's side, 6 months in a row of a progression of men going from winter solstice to summer solstice. Phew, that's a lot. Then it flips over and does 6 months of just women. Three in the summer solstice, one girl, three girl. Five girl are the 3 months of summer, And then it merges into 2-girl, 4-girl, 6-girl, 6 months of feminine. Wow. Phew. That's a lot of information going on in what is summer solstice versus winter solstice, and how these two are reflections of a combination of men and women. So for me, nearly everything in life has to do with people in some form. Wow. Okay, I know that's a lot, but just consider it. My suggestion is, all of nature, the cycles and seasons of the times of day and the seasons of the year, they are reflections of internal opportunities or processes. So yes, these are all glands, organs, body systems. These are all personality types, feelings, attributes, chakra systems, yes. So we're really talking about how to bring together a rarefied union. 6 boy in the summer solstice, his daughter is number one. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm saying that fathers, mothers, parents produce father's mother. In the process of doing this, 6 boy, which is the highest light and the most powerful expression of how you use your will. Six boy represents the pituitary function. It has to do with how am I using my own fire, force, and potential? How am I using my free will to transmit something? Well, the outcome of that transmission is in his number one girl. This is now the manifestation of whatever he chooses becomes directed toward his daughter. Why is it his daughter? Father's mother's father. Father's mother is number one girl. This also, by the way, corresponds to your bones. And it corresponds to your will. And it corresponds to everything that you will produce in the future. So whatever you make a choice with in your 6 boy will, you're actually producing future-oriented programming that's going to gather momentum and come back. You create the law of attraction with your choice. Okay, yes. You can see that a choice produces a consequence, a cause-effect result. A choice produces an outcome. I'm suggesting that the opportunity to do this with awareness and purpose, to make a choice to produce something that actually goes into the bone structure of the mineral composition of your body, and what you know, of course, maybe you know, that the bones are responsible for producing the blood. The blood comes out of the bones. But not only does the blood come out of the bones, there are elements in the bones that produce the stem cells that are undifferentiated. You can produce stem cells distributed by the blood. So I'm suggesting there is a rare opportunity to use your free will choice to program your own inner bone system and your stem cells to reproduce or to create whatever it is that you want to create. Now that's a mouthful. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere right now, this is where you are. You're right on the cusp, and the time of that is, I believe, on the 21st in the Southern Hemisphere. If you're in Australia, it's on the 22nd, I think it is. Because the time changes, but right there is the opportunity to create. Now I'm going to flip that over and say in the Southern Hemisphere, we are at the very last week, I'm southern down here, but in the northern hemisphere, we are in the lowest cycle of the day length, and we're in the sixth girl month, and we are also in the midst of creating the beginning of the rise of 6 months of life. Now, I know it sounds opposite and odd, but sixth girl is mother's father's mother. Her son, your mother's father, is number one. I know that sounds odd, but I'm saying that if you've been practicing, and some of you have, two girl corresponds to your mother's mother and feeling, and a sincere desire to want to feel. Four girl is your great-grandmother, her mother, mother's mother's mother, and she corresponds to transformation, change, growth, and dynamic possibilities that I can't even comprehend. When you combine the two of those into number six, you're now combining all three grandmothers from the mother's side of the family and directing that into her son, mother's father. That's called inspiration, breath, in many ways consciousness, and a whole series of other wonderful things, humility, innocence, childlike. We're saying these three women are like a billows pumping life into number one on the solstice, the winter solstice. This guy starts. So like a giant billows at this time, 6 months of women that started at the summer solstice all the way through the summer that unified with two. Now you have six women in a row directed into the breath, because this number one sun corresponds to the lung breath meridian. Hang in there. I know this is a lot and there's more to come. So just hang in there. So what happens on the solstice is this one takes over. I'm suggesting that it's a very good time to consider with your free will, your own six-boy power that you can put down here too. What is it that you want to empower your innermost breath with? What is it that you want to inspire, create? What is it on the southern hemisphere going six into one? You can direct force and power into the lineage of your bones, neuromuscular system, three, health, body, immune system function, five, that eventually comes into your feeling and water system, that goes into your heart distribution system, that goes into your pineal and skin, and a whole series of other things, and now we're at a very rare point. Now, why is this so significant beyond any other time that it would be significant? I think it's personally significant because of what's going on the planet. You and I know that things, if you look around, they seem a little crazy. And oh, by the way, yeah, they are. And one of the interesting parts of it is how this whole us versus them process from the smallest of family units and men and women to communities, to countries, to races, to cultures, to economic classes, and so on, and religions, there's all of this stuff going on all the way up and down your spine, because that's where it's happening. All of these things are vibrating, right? Yes, they are. I think they're vibrating in a good way. Meaning that even though it's chaotic and painful and angry and repressive and it hurts, it causes doubt and depression, fear and aggression, it's also produced something of a vacuum. So I'm suggesting that using the solstice, whether you're in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, this just may be an ideal time for you to really want to grow more, feel more, change more, use whatever faith, prayer, aspiration that you want, and, you know, give yourself the opportunity to take the opportunity to feel all of that. I'm not saying it's possible to feel it all, because it's really literally beyond our comprehension, but I think it's a chance for us to do something special. Now, on top of all of that, there's more. Wait, there's more. You probably know that there was a volcano last year, no, this year, but what month that was, it was not quite sure what month it was, May, June, somewhere in there. There was an enormous underwater volcano in Indonesia, Tongapaya, it has so many vowels to it, I can't pronounce it. There was an enormous, it was one of the largest explosions ever on Earth. And it happened at 1,000 feet underwater, more or less, I remember the exact depth. And it sent a column of water up into the upper stratosphere, 40 miles high. Equivalent to, the estimates are still being calculated, maybe 100 nuclear bombs exploding at once, driving this very large column of water and ash 40 miles high into the upper stratosphere, where it crystallized. The parts that made it to the upper atmosphere, particularly the moisture, the particulates didn't, but the moisture did, and all the water crystals, programmed by this violent expression of power, to me, which is a very powerful force on Earth, directed all this into the upper. This is all happening right now. Yes, it happened months ago, but these upper particulates are circulating the planet and will be 3 years, 2 to 3 years before it actually even, you know, goes back all the way to the northern hemisphere, to the southern hemisphere, and likely over the next 2 or 3 years, we are in for some interesting experiences, because this vast combination of a six boy power combined with a four girl ocean driven up into the upper atmosphere, programmed by this volcano and these crystals, is now circulating and encircling the Earth. Scientists are not sure whether it's going to cool down the atmosphere or heat up the atmosphere, which I'm sure has significance. But the significance to you and I is, it's happening right now all over the world. The vibrations of that thing are still happening. They were measured all over the Earth. Very similar to the solstice, the equinox, we're going through an astounding, remarkable time period. Now, I'm sure that you'll notice that we're global, right? 50 years ago, we weren't global. I mean, not to show my age, but I grew up in a time period where we had 3 television stations, and only one of those worked very well at all until I had to turn the antenna. We were in a prehistoric situation in that world. Sorry about showing my age, but in the last 50 to 70 years, we have become basically global. And in 2020, we became unified by something invisible, a virus. By whatever intention, nefarious or otherwise, it got there, we were unified in this composite fear, pain, suffering, and agony. We unified on a 5. Yes, global corporations have been unifying us for decades. The probability is it goes from 5 to 6. That's why I'm interested in watching solar flares, earthquakes, volcanoes, what's really happening in our lower anatomical coccyx, what's really happening in our pelvic cavity, bones, to me is a one, empowered by this force. And right now, my way of seeing it, and you can see it as you want, we are in massive vibration globally. Not just from the pandemic, not just from the solstice or the equinoxes that we're going through, but because of the collective nature of mankind is at an amazing threshold. Now, I saw a statistic that I hope was wrong, and maybe I read it wrong, but I don't think so, that roughly 83% of all freshwater aquatic species have gone extinct in the last 50 years. 69% of all vertebrate species have gone extinct in the last 50 years. Wow. Why isn't that really more out there? Because maybe mankind is at a level of becoming the sixth extinction. I'm not so concerned about becoming extinct myself. I'm more concerned with, okay, if there is a spaceship leaving soon for higher consciousness, I'd rather be on it, right? My suggestion is simply this. Pause, take a breath. Feel those around you, care, appreciate, have gratitude, unify. Take the opportunity of this deep pulsation going through the earth in the upper stratosphere, by the way, which to me corresponds to the etheric and astral realms. The energy bodies of the earth itself are corresponding to these layers of density. That's us. So right now, the entire planet is shaking, trembling, being reformatted and reprogrammed. And I'm urging you to consider doing it in the healthiest, most loving way that you can. And doing a unification inside your whole body and your consciousness. What is it if you're in the southern hemisphere and it's your six boy time for you to make a choice about what would you like to manifest, not just for the next year, but for the rest of your consciousness? What would you like to manifest? What would you take advantage of this pulsation feeling on the earth? What would you choose? And those of us I'm in the northern hemisphere, but we're in the winter solstice, it's the same thing. We need to make a choice in that moment. Every day, every hour, we have to make the same choice. But when utilizing the forces of nature, cycles and seasons of the timing of the year, and the stages of man's passage through the yugas, or whatever passages of times that we go through, now is the time to engage your consciousness as earnestly as possible while your whole spinal column is pulsating. I'm suggesting that you consider what it feels like to do fusion. And you'll be hearing, and there's been plenty of it around lately, how mankind has discovered fusion. Fusion's been around longer than mankind, but the experience of fusion, can we fuse 6 months of women with 6 months of men? Can we fuse the mother's family with the father's family at the point of the equinox, which me happens to be at 3.6? Yes, I believe that we can do all of this. Even if we don't fully comprehend it, it's available to be able to be done. Now, remember, I just said, this is just me sharing with you where I am with it. I'm not even sure how to do all this, but I am day to day, hour to hour, watching, experimenting. I'm in awe of the process and the changes. And I'd really like to find a way to be able to help all of us achieve this in a better way. I have a suggestion. find a friend. And if you have two or three, find two or three friends who you can open your heart with and discuss anything, and who want to share the experience of giving and receiving, because it's right there at that point of unification. And to me, that's where the true fusion occurs. It happens to be between people. So I hope that wasn't too much for one day, but probably was, because people's appetites for longer than anything longer than 2 or 3 minutes. I'm the same way, by the way. So good luck with that. If you have some questions, feel free to ask them. I'm not sure I can answer them, but I'll do my best. Okay. See you on the solstice. Have a good one.